This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Authorities announced this week that 7 individuals have been taken into custody and charged in relation to a reported drug trafficking operation on social media linked to Rutgers University. The extensive undercover investigation, dubbed Operation Rue, R-U Farm, revealed a private and closed social media platform used by Rutgers students to buy and sell illegal substances. This according to the Middlesex County prosecutor, Yolanda Ciccone. This issued in her statement on Thursday. Law enforcement officials confiscated significant quantities of marijuana, LSD, cocaine, psychedelic mushrooms, Adderall, Xanax, a substantial amount of U.S. currency, and firearms. This as detailed in a news release from her office. The operation uncovered that a Rutgers alumnus had established a private social media platform where, quote, drug dealers could list available substances and connect with potential buyers within the Rutgers community. Students who verified their affiliation with Rutgers were permitted to join this network and explore the, quote, menus of drugs and reach out to the dealers of their choice to arrange purchases. Among those charged is Anudeep Rivero, a 23-year-old from North Brunswick, facing 1 count of first-degree leadership of a drug trafficking organization, 2 counts of second-degree conspiracy to distribute drugs, and 1 count of third-degree conspiracy to distribute drugs. Rivero's LinkedIn profile indicates he graduated from Rutgers in 2022. The remaining charged individuals include a 20-year-old Joshua Duffy, 22-year-old Zachary Peterson, 23-year-old Catherine Tierney, David Noodleman, who's 20, Donovan Williams, who's 20, and Noah Leishman, who's 21, each facing various charges related to possession and distribution of drugs. Rutgers representatives did not provide immediate comments when contacted by the media on Saturday. Prosecutor Ciccone stated that the investigation remains active and ongoing, urging anyone with relevant information to reach out to the Narcotics Task Force in the office. She also emphasized that the charges against all 7 individuals are simply allegations, and they are presumed innocent until proven guilty. All have been taken into custody.
I'm Drew Nelson. A woman in Texas faces charges for allegedly locking a 7-year-old girl in a dog cage under the Christmas tree for hours. The incident reported to police through an electronic tip has left the community shocked. Rosemarie Anderson is the suspect's name. She allegedly confined the girl in a dog cage at her apartment. Anderson, age 55, appearing in court for the first time.
The victim was zip-tied and her mouth was duct-taped.
According to documents, Anderson left the girl without food, water, or access to a restroom. The girl reportedly urinated on herself during confinement. Police say Anderson also kicked the cage while the child was inside. The abuse was allegedly meant to discipline the child for her behavior at school. Neighbors expressed disbelief over the incident. Rose Bennett telling KHOU, quote, it's unbelievable that someone would do that to a child. For a child to endure that, it's heartbreaking. Another neighbor, Alante Ricks, added, quote, there is no amount of discipline that could justify putting a child in a cage. She is a human being. Lisa McCosh is CEO of Justice for Children. She was on KTRK.
This isn't fair. By law, we are all mandated to report if we suspect abuse.
McCosh urges the community to look for signs of child abuse, such as fear in the child around certain adults, unexplained bruises, or sudden changes in behavior. She adds, quote, I hope this arrest encourages others to speak up and protect children in their communities. Anderson was arrested and charged with unlawful restraint and injury to a child. She posted a $15,000 bond and is scheduled for a court appearance on January 6th. Records show Anderson is a single mother with 3 jobs. The child is now in foster care. Texas Department of Family Services spokesperson Melissa Lanford confirms, quote, CPS is investigating these abuse allegations alongside law enforcement. The child is now safe and receiving the care she needs.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A tragic and gruesome act of violence has left a community and family in disbelief as a father is accused of beheading his 1-year-old son in a chilling domestic violence case.
The father, Andre Dembski, 28, was arrested after a series of events unfolded inside his Sacramento home. Even authorities are now grappling with the shocking aftermath of what one sheriff's deputy described as, quote, one of the most horrific things he's ever encountered. SCSO Sergeant Amar Gandhi spoke to the media.
This is something that has shaken them. I can't think of a worse call in 20 years.
It was 4:15 in the morning when deputies from the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office were called to a family disturbance in the neighborhood. They arrived to find Dembski's wife, Angelina Dembski, and her mother standing outside the home. The two women claimed that Andre had assaulted them. Concern, though, quickly grew when they realized the couple's young child, one-year-old Micah, was still inside the house with his father. According to the SCSO, Dembski barricaded himself inside and refused to surrender. Deputies were left with no choice but to forcibly enter the home, and what they discovered behind that door was nothing short of horrific. In a nearby bedroom, the severed head of little Micah lay on the floor. Here's Sergeant Amar Gandhi again.
I mean, just talking to the deputies initially, thought it was a toy, is what it looked like a doll, and quickly, obviously, determined it was a child's head.
Detectives determined that Dembski, after his wife and mother-in-law fled the home, had unleashed his rage upon his innocent little son. He was arrested after a brief struggle. Little Micah was described by his grieving family as a sweet little boy who was a kind and joyful soul, loving all people and going to the park. A makeshift memorial has since been made outside the child's home. It features flowers, teddy bears, and candles. Dembski has been arrested and charged with murder, corporal injury on a spouse or cohabitant, and assault by means of force likely to produce great bodily injury. He's being held without bail. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.